Hey you, and welcome back to the Mood Lab. I am so happy to chat with you today. It's another solo episode because we are very much at the end of the month, actually. So it is about time. And I must say, this solo recording has taken me a while to sit down for, because in the past couple of weeks, and especially the past couple of days, my thoughts and my just everything just went a bit wild, and so many things have been happening, and so many seeds have been planted, and some started to blossom, and just so much that is shifting and changing, and that I'm adapting to in the most beautiful ways as well. So I just didn't feel like I was able to speak on it just yet. And this morning I woke up and I was like, okay, this works. I can start there. I can share from there. And we are nowhere there yet. I mean, in terms of I'm not anywhere yet on this journey. I'm just like in the middle of something. But I feel like I'm there with being able to share about the current state and the process that I'm currently in. So that's what I wanted to do today, and just inviting you in on that journey, really, on that path, and hoping that there's something in there that you can take away. And I don't really know where to start. I'm just gonna try to. I mean, I've shared this a couple of times now, but last year in August, I moved to Lisbon. I've already been in Lisbon in March last year, and then again a couple of days in April. And I knew from that point on, not in April, but in March actually, kind of right away when I arrived, I knew that this is my city and that this is my home and that I'm supposed to plant roots here and to stay here for a while. But I must say, even when I came here in August, I had that doubt of, okay, maybe I should try this first. Maybe I should first move into an apartment that I just have for a couple of weeks. I actually did that. Now I'm in an apartment actually that I have for a couple of months. And it was always with this thought of, okay, I don't want to buy any furniture here. I don't want to plant too many roots here, just to be sure that I actually like it. I was so going to like it, and I just love being here. And so that is why I actually finally felt ready to commit to a longer term apartment, which I'm going to move into the 1st of March. And I'm so excited about, because it is a huge step up from the current apartment that I'm living in. I always say to my friends, the current one I'm staying in is kind of like an apartment for very tiny people, because the walls are too low and I can actually touch the ceiling with my hand. And it's a bit funny. It sounds probably even worse than it is, but it is funny. And everything that is in here already was in here. So there's no furniture that's mine. Even the decoration, the lamps, everything already has been here. Yeah, to just make this an apartment where people can stay in for short term. It's almost like an Airbnb, but it's not. So yeah, and I don't have a real contract. I'm not sure if that's good to say on here, but it's true. So I'm just saying it, throwing it out there. But I'm so looking forward to actually having a real contract, then, yeah, just becoming part of the city and becoming a Portuguese citizen, really, which is so, so cool. And I know, I just wanted to start with that, because I feel like that is a huge part of the mindset that I was in for many, many years. I was very restless. I was trying to seek new places, find a home in a way as well, but I was always on the go. And my mom would even say to me, and I've shared this before, she was always like, Karina, what are you escaping from? And she was so right. I was escaping from so many things. I was escaping from a life that wouldn't fulfill me. I was trying to fill that hole that was inside of me. And it was only with coming to the city and finding back to Jesus, finding back to God, that I found the one who is the only one who can satisfy. And I found the one who has placed that longing into our hearts. And He's the only one who can, just feel that. And it's so real, it's so true. It has changed my whole life, really, in a matter of months. And I'm so grateful. I'm so, so grateful for him being like, hey, I'm gonna plant seeds in her for many, many years. And he did. He so did. I reflected upon the past year and episodes that we did on here on the Mood Lab. And women like Nina from Way of Grace or Karen from Issye Nu, I think that was how I pronounced it correctly. These women planted seeds. They were telling me and sharing about their faith and their journey, their path with God. And I was already really open to that. I already had God in my life in some ways. I was already crying out to him when I was suffering. I was already reaching out to him when I know, when I was calling out to something bigger, someone bigger. But I would not dive fully into that knowing, into that relationship. And that only developed in the second half of the past year, and it's the most beautiful journey that I've ever been on. And now I'm sitting here, and for the past couple of days, I've been contemplating a lot about what is currently happening in my life. And a huge part that has entered my life, and that is like, whoa, this is exactly what I was desiring and wishing for my entire life, really. I've finally found community. And community has just so easily been entering my life here in Lisbon. And it kind of started out with having a family here. I mean, not a blood-related family, but having a family of a lot of German friends actually here. And then it just continued to blossom from there. People are so open to connect. And now I have my church family, and it is just so, so beautiful. All of those beautiful souls and hearts entering my life with so much grace and so, just so pure in the way that those connections are woven. And I so appreciate that because that is something that in the life that I was living before coming here was so rare. I would always have this friend here and this friend there, and then it did never connect to groups of people as well. I do strongly believe, actually, that we are communal beings, and actually the sermon that I attended yesterday in church, it was exactly about that, about us being communal beings and about us actually needing community and seeking community and thriving in community. I was also reflecting a lot upon when I arrived here in Lisbon. I had a lot of people around me who were like, yeah, this is my home for the next couple of years, but I'm definitely not going to stay here. And that was kind of like a notion that was around me. And I think that also definitely influenced my just being very tentative of easing myself into the city and really committing to it. And then it just happened to, just evolve and unfold in my life that now I'm surrounded by people who definitely see themselves long term here. And yeah, we don't know, like everybody on this planet right now has the opportunity to move cities, and you might get to know someone who brings you into another space, or you have a calling to go into another space. Because you're, just growing something somewhere else, planting something somewhere else. And that is totally okay. But I can feel in my environment right now that people are looking for community. They are creating community. They're creating belonging. They're seeking belonging. And it's something so beautiful that is unfolding here. And I'm so grateful for that because what I notice right now is having this, I guess, quite newly found community around me, so only for a couple of months now, of godly friends, friends who are seeking Jesus, who are seeking God. It is so beautiful because they hold me accountable. We pray together. We have game nights together. We just have fun together, and we have the most beautiful conversations, sharing our stories, sharing our testimonies, sharing what currently concerns us, what we are currently seeking, what we are currently trying to work on, evolve on, and what is currently, moving us, moving in our hearts, and the ways that we are currently growing and maturing. And it is just something so valuable beyond anything that I've ever, ever experienced. I just wanted to share that with you because I feel like for such a long time, I thought that's not possible. I thought that there's something like that is not there for me, and that I won't ever have this type of community, this sort of community, these strong bonds that are forming, and this pure joy and laughter and love that is in that. And that is something so, so incredibly valuable. And I also do believe that it is actually quite rare in this world, because especially if you are like me and you've traveled a lot, you notice that you go to places where people are very, let's say, fleeting. So you meet someone, you spend a couple of weeks with someone, and then you leave again. And that is actually something that we see in so many things in this world. There's this non-committal way of being. The pastor yesterday, when he spoke, he was like, it's this maybe button. And it's so true. We see that on our social media platforms. We can kind of, and he spoke about events, so we can kind of be like, yeah, I'm going to attend or I'm not going to attend. But we are living in a society where we are all pushing the maybe button, because maybe something better will come around, and maybe a better place is coming around, a better friendship is coming around, a better relationship is coming around. And that's something that we are so primed with, and society almost tells us to live in this way. And I watched an interesting video this morning. Someone actually kind of replayed a video that someone else found on the internet about this woman talking on the subject of, well, if you're seeking a husband, then you can go about it in a way of being like, I'm going to date someone one time, and then I'm going to decide and be like, okay, this is my person or this is not, and then we part ways again if it's not. And then she also explored the path of like, oh yeah, but you could also go about it in a way of being like, well, this person could be someone, but more so no. But there is a short-term attraction, so why not just like having fun with that person for a while? And my whole body and heart tells me, and also scripture tells the same story, that is not the way to be fulfilled. That is not the way to be in a healthy relationship. That is not the way to be married. And I mean, that is my heart's desire. My heart's desire is to be in marriage. I don't know if it is happening for me. I hope so. And I really hope that, because it has been placed in my heart, that it is going to unfold for me. And this would just be the most beautiful gift to enter my life in that sense. But I also just want to get to the point of like, yeah, if you're trying different people, you're surely not on a way of committing to your person. Because the thing is that in terms of marriage, it's not about trying people. It's about committing, about putting your commitment into marriage to grow that, to know in your heart, even when times get tough and even if it gets rough and we don't love each other in a moment and we have a hard time together, we are going to put effort into this. And it's actually the same thing with so many things. It's the same thing with a city, a friendship. It's the same thing with work and all of those things, because in all of those things, we have times where things might get harder, but we can actually choose to still pursue it and to see, okay, can we make this right again? Can we make this into something again that I find joy in? And I think that is something that we've kind of lost a bit in this society, that we've lost a bit in this culture, this discontentment, this constant seeking. And it definitely leaves us empty. I mean, I've experienced it. This is my personal experience really that I'm sharing with you here. I've experienced that over so many years, being like, there's something in my heart that's not satisfied. There's something in my heart that's seeking. And the solution that people gave me was like, okay, continue to swipe, continue to go on dates, try yourself, do this, do that. And did it work? No, it doesn't. It didn't fulfill me at all. It did not fulfill me at all. And now I'm in a place, and I just shared this with my friends in the last couple of days because it's something that really, I was like, oh my God, this has become so true to me and it's so beautiful and I so love this. And for sure, not every day I'm thinking this way. For sure, there are days where I just fall into my humanness. I just fall into an emotion that will make me feel like, ugh, this just is not, like, I just don't feel right. I just feel sad or anxious or whatever. And those feelings are so normal. They just come up. It's so there. It's so valid. But when I'm completely fully present and I think about my life right now, what becomes so true to me is that I don't need to know where my life is going to lead me exactly. And I will never know because I don't know Christ's mind. I don't know what God has planned for me exactly. I don't know the ways that he's thinking, because God thinks completely and acts completely differently to the way that I think, because I'm the one who's human. So I don't even need to try to get there. And I feel like that's also a huge part. And we talked about this before. We talked about this when we talked about manifestation. That's a huge part that we are seeking in that realm. People are trying to create this idea and they're almost trying to portray their mind so that their mind becomes reality. And I don't believe anymore that it works this way, because I do believe that there is a path for us and we'll discover it while it's unfolding. And we have this personal agency, this free will to make decisions and to move ahead, and we'll feel in terms of something feeling a bit not so good and something feeling like it's hurting us or it's hard or it's just putting us in places that are very difficult. These are signs that we might walk into a direction that isn't for us. And then we can have the other side that gives the confirmation, okay, you're walking the right path, and it just gives you peace. And it might still be difficult, it might still be hard, it might still have some pains in there, for sure, but it will give you an underlying peace. And that is such a huge difference, and I've experienced that so many times over the past couple of weeks and months, where I was like, oh my God, that's the difference. I can feel that in my bones, this peace. So that is, even though it is super overwhelming, it's so much, it's like, oh my God, how can I handle this? But it's giving me a certain peace. And then what I also notice in my life right now, because finding Jesus, finding God has changed so many things in my life, and a lot of the work that I've been striving towards and that I've been trying to accomplish all of a sudden wasn't the work anymore that I wanted to pursue. And I know exactly why also before that it didn't work out for me, because it wasn't meant to work out for me, because I just wasn't 100% in it. But also, there were parts in that work that I absolutely know that these are gifts that are from God, because they've been persistent for years and years and years. So I know that there'll come a season where these gifts, for example, for me, that's my voice, that's speaking, that's using my ability to, I don't want to say teach, but maybe mentor and coach and like speak to others, like share my story, share my learnings with someone. And I'm seeing that in my actual marketing job that I still have. I see that with the clients that I'm working with on the side. I see that with the coaching and mentoring and the podcast that I'm doing. I see that in all of those things, that this is my strong suit. And it's always been over the past couple of years. And it's been really something that has been growing in me and developing within me. And so I know that is something that will carry through. But I also know that all of the things around that, the way that it looks like, that is something that I will figure out while I'm moving forward, that I'll experience while I'm moving forward. And the interesting thing is that it has become so beautiful to me to actually be in that space of being like, hey, I don't exactly know the path going forward, but I know that it will unfold and it will be beautiful, and I'm so here for it. And then I had these little moments over the past couple of days where just like those tiny things kind of confirmed my recently found joy in that way of thinking, my recently found acceptance of the way that things are unfolding. And it was just in those tiny moments of someone approaching me being like, hey, we're looking for someone presenting on this event. Do you want to do this? I can really see you there. And then another person speaking to me being like, hey, since I have seen you the first time, I feel like you have this grounded presence. You have this calm about you and God is going to use that. I can feel that. And these moments mean so much to me. They meant so much to me in that moment. They still mean so much to me. And I'm so grateful for this experience because it just confirms to me that the way that I'm moving forward might be unknown to me, but it is my way. It is my path that I'm walking and not someone else's. And that is just beyond beautiful to me. So that is kind of what I wanted to share today, but also, I guess, two things that I wrote down to like catch phrases, keywords, whatever you want to call them. First is, I was meant to be here. So I'm inviting you to look at your life for a moment and just feel into it. Are you meant to be there? And I do think you are meant to be where you are at right now for sure, but you can also use that to reevaluate if you're seeking the right things right now. If you're seeking the things that actually fill your cup, or if you're striving for things that society puts into your heart and that actually do not fill your cup at all, and that actually do not satisfy you at all. And I do feel like we all need to take a hard look at that every now and then again, for sure. And always having that reevaluation going on, because this world tells you a different story. It tells you a different story in so many things, in the way that we should work, in the things that we should pursue, in the ways that we should build our relationships. And there's so much in that that is not serving us. So just have a look at that and reconsider what you're currently pursuing, whom you're currently pursuing, and how it actually makes you feel. Or if there is a path for you that will actually satisfy you in different ways and will actually fill that hole inside of you that will actually make you happy in a way of being content, I guess. And in a way of just knowing that you're right where you're supposed to be and having this peace about it also in that. And the other word that I noted down was the word belonging. And I think that comes with that peace, right? Is like, I mean, belonging creates peace and peace creates belonging. And yeah, just feeling into that word as well, letting it sink in, feeling like, do I feel that right now? Because I also heard someone speaking about that in an audiobook that I'm currently listening to. The fact that I think it was more than 50% of Americans in a survey, they said that they do feel like no one actually really knows them for real. So they don't have any really close friendships. And yeah, maybe that's just like a little reminder to us to be grateful if we have them and also to foster them. To really foster them. And there is a time for solitude. There is a time for being by ourselves. We should definitely take our times, even honestly, like almost every day for sure. And if you can do it every day, to have time with ourselves, with God, with the Bible, with the Word, to just like, yeah, just sit in prayer, in meditation, and to really have those moments where we can think about all of those things that I just shared with you. But then also knowing that we need the time of community as well. And to foster that is, I think, one of the most important things that we can embark on and that we can do for ourselves. Because just think about, if you're not there yet, as soon as you start a family, who do you want to be surrounded by when your kids are growing up, when you need advice, when you need someone to talk to mentor you, to hold you? And building that up is just so, so beautiful and so important for us and for our lives. And I think we kind of falsely put into that position of like, you need to explore the whole world and be everywhere at all times, at every event, at everything. And I do feel like, yeah, we have the opportunity to travel, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And it grows us and matures us. All of those experiences are just amazing. But I think it's also a lot about finding your place, where you belong. And a lot of times that is also just a decision. It's a decision of like, yeah, that's where I'm going to plant myself. That's where I feel a calling to be in. This space just feels right to me, and that's where I'm going to grow my community. And then just putting the effort into that. Because friendships don't just come, they're not just there. They're growing with effort and patience and pursuit. And you get the most beautiful gifts out of those. You just, yeah, it's just the most beautiful thing that you can foster in your life, really. And I also just wanted to share with you, as like a very last thing, that I really desire and know that it's been placed into my heart. And I don't know how exactly it's all going to look like moving forward, really. But I really desire to take you on a journey. So if you feel called to and want to foster and grow as a daughter of God, please just message me on Instagram, DM me daughters of God, or just DM me, and let's just chat about how I can support you. And I would love to support you on your path and your intimate relationship with God, with your Creator, with the Heavenly Father, and with your, yeah, journey path and all of that comes with that, in finding that peace, filling that hole, and yeah, just all the beauty that comes with finding him. And it is just incredible because he's not only there when it's easy, right? He's there when it's hard. And I do believe, and I've said that so many times, I wouldn't want to live in this world not knowing that there is a creator, my creator, who's placed me here, who has actually prepared me and made me into that person that is just right for this season, for this time here on earth. And he placed me exactly in this time slot of the history of this world because he has a purpose for me. And he is here with me, guiding me, and allowing me to have an impact in this world, in my community, in my surroundings, and for some of us, maybe even on a bigger scale. So that's just what I'm going to end with. I just, yeah, hope you're having the best day, and I cannot wait to share next week's conversation with you and all of the ones to come.